And from the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Yvonne Crumry. There's a Facebook group in Juneau dedicated to supporting people who have loved ones who are missing. It started last fall and it has grown to 3,000 members. The group's moderators are people who've lost loved ones themselves. The work with the group means they've had to make tough choices while processing their own losses. The group Help Find Juneau Missing People was started by Kirsten Farnsworth when her brother Doug went missing last fall. Doug's body was found in early November, but Farnsworth stayed on as a moderator to help others who are going through what she went through.
Yeah, I mean, the page it's kind of my way of bereavement and grief.
For her, the page is a way to honor her brother. She's not alone in this. The page's other moderators are also people who've had a loved one go missing. And for Farnsworth, it wasn't just her brother's case that was personal.
I'm kind of close to a good chunk of random missing people.
One decision she's had to enforce as a moderator, keeping the page Juneau-specific. People have come to post missing people from Anchorage and other places.
I feel like if we start focusing on other areas like that, people will stop paying as much attention when it's somebody from Juneau.
Whenever this happens, Farnsworth tries to make sure that the person has access to other resources, like the Seeking Alaska's Missing page. Then she takes the post down.
Because, I mean, everyone matters. Like, it doesn't matter what city they're in. They still definitely matter.
Late last year, Davina Merchant's cousin Clifford White went missing, too. She was also a moderator of the Facebook group. She's known Farnsworth since they were kids. When her cousin went missing, the police said they didn't know where to look for him. So White's family had to organize the search efforts themselves. She says she got a lot of leads from people saying they saw her cousin get beat up in a parking lot, or they'd tell her where they thought she should go look, but none of them were helpful.
And when somebody starts telling a story, I think it's because they've heard somebody else say it, and so they kind of like add to this, I don't know, it was nothing but lies.
After 5 months, White's body was recovered in Juneau's wetlands. It took a few days before the state medical examiner's office could confirm that it was him. But people were speculating on Facebook.
When my cousin's body was found, everybody just assumed it was him. And they were already posting it, that he was found. And I was like, before I turned everything off, I was just like, out of respect, you know, you got to wait until the autopsy is done, you know, so we can find out, you know, like you can't just assume that it's him when there's a whole lot of people in this town that are missing still. And so I shut my phone off because it was just too much.
Since the group started last October, it's been a place for people to share information about missing people in Juneau, but it's also for sharing resources. The group is called Help Find Juneau Missing People. There's action in that name. It's a group that's trying to do something about all the missing people in town. On the page, it says, everybody is somebody someone. Last week, the Juneau Police Department reopened its own page for active missing cases. But Farnsworth isn't sure that people will know to check that page regularly. What she really wants is an alert system that would draw immediate attention to someone's case when they go missing. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. In other news, more than 24 places in Alaska are named using a racist and sexist word. The word disparages Indigenous women. Now, the federal government began steps to change those names, but Dillingham Elementary students have pushed for months to rename a local creek and a road. Tribal members from Dillingham are working to get additional consultation, and they're taking name ideas from the community.
Last spring, 3 elementary students wanted to change the name of a creek and road in Dillingham that uses a derogatory word against Indigenous women. The students, Alora Wassily, Trista Wassily, and Harmony Larson, wanted to change it to Seven Sisters Creek to reflect the community's connection to sisters who traveled about 6 miles from Nooshigak Point to live along the creek in Dillingham generations ago. In November, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland moved to ban the slur from the names of places on federal lands. And last month, the Interior Department opened a public comment period on name changes for over 660 geographic features across the country. The Federal Derogatory Geographic Names Task Force, unlike the girls, based its suggestions on other geographic locations in the area. In Alaska, the task force will give priority to tribes' suggestions for name changes, but those suggestions have to adhere to existing policies, like restrictions on naming things after people. The task force planned three group tribal consultations on the changes. First Chief J.J. Larson says the Cheruiyung Tribal Council in Dillingham took part in a March 22nd consultation with the U.S. Board on Geographic Names, but the tribe also requested an independent session with the board, which is scheduled for mid-April.
The three girls that have worked on this for over a year now have done a lot of the groundwork and really pushed for this to happen, and we felt that as a tribe, if the federal government was going to come in here and change a name on our tribal lands, that we should be consulted individually.
On April 2nd, the Cheruiyung tribe plans to hold a community meeting open to everyone in Dillingham to discuss ideas and gather feedback. The tribe also invited the Federal Geological Agency to attend. Larson says a few names have been brought forward since the students first presented Seven Sisters Creek.
The girls actually came to our tribal council meeting and gave us another name as another option, as Ulla's Creek. And as you might well know, that Ulla is Big Sister, and so it's a really good name, I think, that really ties well with our community and our culture.
Elder Dora Andrew Erke worked with the students on the name change project. She's from Aluknagik, which she says means wrong way in Yupik. Her aunt told her that the first people who resided in Aluknagik set up camp at what became the mission school.
They settled there, and it became a permanent place, and once it becomes a place to live, then you give it a name. So land was sometimes named after the human body. And so Aluknagik, which was Alahan, somebody went up the wrong river with a kayak instead of going up the Nushigak River and settled there. And then the rest of the group, the natives that first settled there, called themselves the Iyagakamut.
As for renaming the creek in Dillingham, Andrew Erke thinks it should reflect the woman who lived there.
From my Yupik culture, I would show respect by just calling it Asakshait Guigat, the sister's creek. Asakshait Allah is the oldest sister. So Asakshait implies there are more than one sister. So it doesn't say how many, but the sister's creek in English would be proper. And to me, that's showing respect on how you name places.
Efforts to restore native place names aren't new. In 2015, then-President Barack Obama used his executive power to rename Mount McKinley Denali after a more than quarter-century push to do so. Cheruiyung First Chief J.J. Larson says through this effort, he started to think about the potential for changing the names of other places in the area.
I think that as the new First Chief, I'm pretty new to it. One of the things that I would like to work on is working with the city and seeing if there would be any interest in changing the name of the city to Cheruiyung.
He hasn't taken any action on that yet, but he pointed to other cities throughout the state that have changed their names.
Take Barrow, for example. You go to Barrow, and it was Barrow before, but now it's Utqiagvik. And just saying that out loud, you have to think about, like, oh, this is a native land, right? And so that's something to think about, and that's something that I would like to work with the city on.
The current effort through the Derogatory Names Task Force will change geographic names in the Federal Registry, but not local or state building, park, or road names. People can submit comments on the process or name suggestions of their own to the Federal Register. The deadline to do so is April 25th. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
Anchorage and state officials say it'll likely take weeks to clear snow and debris from a major Eagle River road after last week's huge avalanche. The avalanche tore down a mountainside Thursday evening, blocking Highland Road and severing access to main roadways for residents of more than 100 homes. As for the weather, there's rain in the forecast for this week. That starts with a 30% chance this afternoon and evening, with more certain rain tonight and tomorrow. Temperatures are expected to be in the high 30s and low 40s for the next few days. and winds around 15 miles an hour are forecast tonight and tomorrow. Sunset is at 7:31 tonight. Juno is getting about 5 minutes and 6 seconds of sunlight a day, which is the most it will gain all year. This is KTOO.